This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Through, what day is it, buddy?
Today is, there's two of them today.
Oh, come on, you know what it is.
Oh, crap. One was Find Happiness Day, Be Happy Day, and the other one was like National Alien Day or something. I don't remember.
My God, you got them both. It is National Happiness Day.
All right.
And it's Alien Abduction Day.
Okay. That's why I got all the cards in the mail.
The top aliens to be abducted by. Easy, obvious, 7 of 9 from Star Trek Voyager. That's right, Jerry Ryan.
Look her up.
A Borg drone who was freed from the Borg's collective consciousness. When she joined the cast in season 4, ratings increased 60%. No kidding. I can feel something increasing just thinking about her right now.
Why the noise? Okay. So, I decided to play a little game here. I grabbed 10 aliens in pop culture.
All right.
These are aliens that are going to be abducting you. Aliens, the species itself, or specific aliens that'll take you then to the rest of their species, as it were. So we're going to determine, are we going to have a good time when we get abducted, all right? So the first one, you don't really consider him to be an alien, but Superman was indeed an alien.
Yeah.
Now, granted, his planet is destroyed, but there's other Kryptonians out there, so you're abducted by Superman. We having fun? We having a good time?
I don't think so. Fun is not the word.
No. He's just too serious, isn't he?
He is, man.
He looks like he would take you to his home if he abducts you, and it would be a lot cleaner than yours. You'd be afraid to sit on the couch.
When we're flying, am I riding him, or is he, underneath him? That's my big worry.
What is the most acceptable way for you to ride Superman?
I think I'm on the top.
Look, you got to negotiate that with him, man.
Right, so you're sitting on his back as he's straight up.
Yes.
See, I'm just waiting for him to get, to put me in the ship, and then we will go to Krypton. We don't necessarily have to.
No, you have to fly with him. That's Superman's rule.
Okay. How about Groot? Again, these are 10 aliens to be abducted by.
I don't know enough about Groot.
It'd be cool.
I think he would be too. I think
he plays video games. He talks ass. I'm like, you're cool.
You would understand Groot a lot more than you give yourself credit for, just because
it's all context.
It is. It's all contextual speaking.
And I am Groot. She does have a great ass.
Right. You're the man that sat at a bar next to a man that neither of you understood a word that you were saying.
That,
however, you knew everything that you guys were saying.
Yeah.
So
the end of the conversation, I'm like, I did not know I understood Spanish, but if it's just one on one and you have a conversation, somehow you understand.
Right. That's why I believe that you would have fun with Groot.
I would have fun with Groot.
I don't know what other Grootonians are doing, but yeah, that'd be an interesting party. 10 aliens to be abducted by. The Doctor. Doctor who? Technically an alien.
Is he an alien?
He's an alien.
I just thought he was like a dude from here.
That's what they said. He's an alien.
Okay.
I don't think he's from here, no. He's not.
I thought he was British.
He's
lots of aliens have a British accent. Like any bad guy in Star Wars has a British accent.
They've all got British accents.
Keep in mind, the British Empire apparently reached intergalactically.
He's not too serious there, Miles. He's too off the wall. He's wild.
Okay.
You know, even the serious one, I feel like, is a little bit nuts.
The one I watched as a kid, he was real serious.
Curly haired dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a lot more loose now.
Yeah. Oh,
it's Doctor Who's on first.
10 aliens to get abducted by. Alf, are we having a good time of Alf?
Yes.
Yeah, you're having fun with Alf, dude.
Yeah, you just got to leave Rainbow Janet behind.
Leave Rainbow Janet behind. Well,
but if you go to Alf's planet and he's like, you want to try a cat, you got to be like, sure.
Well, it's just like eating horse in Italy. Right?
When in Rome, man.
If you're a Melmac, eat cat.
Hell yeah. Miles
good call.
Miles' favorite, E.T.
E.T.
We having fun if E.T. E.T.'s done with the movie.
Fun, I think.
He's called home. Everybody's coming on there.
I think it's like going to your friend's house, but the parents are not particularly strict. Just everything's very nice. And it's not that you have a bad time, but anything you do that's fun is on a time limit.
I think he'd be great at the bar with all the tricks he can do. You take E.T. to the pub.
What's he, lighting cigarettes with his finger?
He's doing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
You're not paying for drinks.
That is true if you bring E.T. in.
As far as this list goes, I feel like E.T. is the most likely you're going to get probed.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He is the most alien-like of all the pop culture aliens.
That doesn't mean he's interested in your butt.
Most people that get get stolen by aliens, they always bring up the probe.
They do, but it wasn't E.T. That's different
aliens. You don't know that, man.
Why do you think it turned red?
Your temperature's too high. You have a fever.
10 aliens to get abducted by. The Navi, the Avatar aliens, the blue ones. Not that they would have the technology to abduct
Are they
you,
horny?
I mean,
for each other.
They make more of them, so yeah. I mean,
they suck. Right. They're serious about everything. They're serious about everything. Like, Jesus Christ, guys, lighten up.
They're very, what's the word I'm looking for here? Prehistoric, I guess.
They're not prehistoric. They're just overtly serious. Just because you live in conditions that aren't awesome means that you have to suck.
Okay.
And you choose to live in the trees.
They haven't developed technologies to make things a whole lot better, man.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To do something about it.
But you're all serious.
Every freaking one of you serious. That's the other thing. I bet you they smell like ass.
That I will agree with you. However, I'm kind of with Ted. They're kind of hot.
Yeah.
Like, well, it's Zoe Saldana. I mean, like.
Right.
I did not say I would not have a one-night stand with the blue alien.
I mean, even the Sigourney Weaver ones still look good.
Yeah, in my world, aliens are always kind of, like, sexy and hot.
In your world, yes.
Yeah.
E.T.
Total Recall's not on the list, Ted. Spock. Again, these are 10 aliens to be abducted by. So the Vulcans, I guess, are taking you back. You're hanging with the Vulcans. Spock.
No.
He's just so serious all the time.
He is, but you're going to learn so damn much.
But they're just pure logic. So even if you crack a joke, most jokes are not logical. Like, sure. I don't want everything broken down into why I'm an idiot.
You'd have more fun with the Vulcans than you give yourself credit for, Steve.
I don't know, dude. I feel like the most they add to anything is, like, salt. Right, like, not a lot of hot sauce with the Vulcans.
So there could be too much of that.
Right. Yeah.
Would you like some boiled chicken?
Boiled chicken. Yeah, like,
and you get a glass of milk and steamed broccoli. Like, can I get pepper?
It's too spicy.
God. The Great Gazoo.
Sure, yeah. Why not?
I don't know what in the world that race is like, but...
Any Muppet's a good Muppet to me, man.
It's not a Muppet.
But the Great... Oh,
he's
no!
He's thinking Gonzo, man.
Yeah, I'm thinking Gonzo. My bad.
The Great Gazoo. The Flintstones.
Flintstones, that's right.
Yeah. Little green dude.
Yeah, I didn't like the Flintstones enough. So nothing against the Great Gazoo, but I'm like, I don't like he chose to associate with.
Marvin the Martian. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Marvin the Martian.
He's constantly on the... he's trying to destroy Earth. He's a little... he's the green-helmeted alien in the Looney Tunes.
I bet he's got fun parties, though.
I hold the greatest parties of them all.
Yeah, I think he'd be great.
They are an absolute gas.
Yeah. Like, sure, he might just try to destroy your planet, but also, like, Marvin throws bangers on Saturday night.
Turn down for what?
Yeah, exactly.
Damn, somebody.
Marvin, you did it again, dog. This party's unreal.
Somebody here says a Vulcan is like my wife.
Who knows? Green-blooded.
Bad cook.
I'm going to leave you guys with this last one. This is the last alien to be abducted by... We already covered Doctor Who. We covered Star Trek. Time for the other one. Ewoks.
No.
I would have fun with that.
You're damn right you would, because they actually throw bangers. We were witness to an Ewok banger party.
Because they talked down an empire. They were not like partying through the whole thing. They had a reason to celebrate.
Man, if they pop off like that when they destroy an empire, I want to see what a Friday night
and
looks
I bet
like.
You they smell like ass.
I can take my shirt off and almost fit in.
They wouldn't even know.
Jesus.
I'm short and hairy.
Hello, my fellow Ewoks.
Yeah, like, let's do this, boys. Been waiting.
Pour the wine.
Is that any Ewok chicks? Do they dig this look?
Hey, man. Ted has sex with an Ewok.
Ted's going to go to the next Dematha reunion. A little teddy bear on under his arm.
The news, fellas, finally got married. It's an Ewok.
Yup, nub, am I right?
Traveling with her, though. Jesus.